In 1948, 20 people died when thick smog settled over the small industrial town of Denora, just south of Pittsburgh.
The deadly cloud over Denora, Pennsylvania. But nobody knows what the poisonous vapor is in the smog. There have been a score of deaths.
Pollution from a zinc plant and changing weather patterns were to blame. It made national news at the time, and people are still talking about it. That clip was from a Weather Channel documentary. The yellow smog made thousands of others in Denora sick over several days. What if it happens again? Here's a scenario. On the morning of Monday, August 25th, 2025, a temperature inversion sets in on the Pittsburgh region. Warm summer air nearest the ground is trapped by a hotter layer of air that has settled in the atmosphere above. This is a situation first responders and health professionals mulled over at an air quality disaster modeling workshop this spring in Pittsburgh. During the make-believe event, that trapped air mixes with pollution from cars and industrial emissions so that ozone and particulate matter levels increase, making it harder for people to breathe and triggering an emergency.
We see a lot of challenges that are on the horizon with regards to everything from energy production to industrialization to travel patterns. So what we wanted to look at was how do you look at air quality as an acute event?
Grant Irvin is Pittsburgh's chief resilience officer. This modeling exercise came out of his office's assessment of the city's resilience to threats, how it handles shocks to its systems, like the ones that could come with climate change, hotter temperatures, and more severe storms. In this scenario, temperatures are between 95 and 105 degrees for 4 days. The electric grid fizzles. And to top it all off, there's a big thunderstorm.
One of the things we're learning from a lot of our public safety officials is the challenges that they have are dealing with what they call multi-attributional events, or when things are happening all at the same time.
Emergency response would begin to see an uptick in calls from residents with asthma and cardiopulmonary issues. That's where the University of Pittsburgh Graduate School of Public Health comes into the role playing. They've been using a technology that simulates the population of a place, in this case Allegheny County, to see how influenza or measles epidemics would impact the population. But Mark Roberts, chair of Pitt's Department of Health Policy and Management, says they've expanded it beyond infectious diseases to model other scenarios, like a severe heat wave and air pollution event.
We can get population level estimates of how many calls to emergency rooms there would be and things like that based on the age and gender and diseases that people in various different communities have.
That's down to the hour of the day. Then for the purposes of this exercise, a computer program from a company called Intermedics works with the health data to figure out how many emergency responders would be available at those times. Basically, the software allows cities to prepare for the worst by throwing virtual scenarios at it, looking for weaknesses in the system and fixing them. All, of course, to save lives. For Daryl Jones, Pittsburgh's fire chief, the most important takeaway from the exercise isn't the technology. It's building relationships between public health officials and emergency responders.
The day of the incident, when it's very hectic and chaotic, is not the time for us to be passing out business cards and introducing ourselves to each other.
He says, though a temperature inversion isn't out of the realm of possibility, he's more concerned about another potential disaster, a failure of Pittsburgh's drinking water system. The Air Pollution Disaster Workshop was part of the Rockefeller Foundation's 100 Cities Initiative. Pittsburgh was selected for the program in 2014. The other 99 participating cities around the world will also benefit from this air pollution what-if event because the cities share information. In a minute, we'll hear more about 100 cities and how they're preparing for climate change and figuring public health into the equation. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.